This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, been a while. Things have been preventative. But joining me again from his palatial enclave in beautiful Austin, Texas, where the streets are lined with unicorn dreams and marijuana, is Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, as always.
I want to come and visit you just so I can pull up a couple of rocks in the street and just bring them home. I'll make a lot of money just off of that.
Off of the unicorn tier
marijuana cobblestones that line the streets of Austin, Texas.
Yeah, it's a unique place. I'll give you that. I'm not sure about what our rocks are worth, but we got a live music capital of the world anyway. That's what people say.
Well, every time I think about that, I think about that guy that was driving around out there in one of the BLM or Antifa, put an AK in his window and got killed for his trouble. Was that during a music festival?
No, that was during a Black Lives Matter protest.
Okay. Well, all right. Anyway, I guess I need to pay better attention to certain things. You were gone last week, and that's why we couldn't get a hold of you. Where did you go to? Was it a good deal? Was it good fun?
It was fun. I was lucky enough to be invited to a gun site in Arizona by the folks at Crimson Trace, and it was my first time there. And it's pretty much everything people say it is. It's quite an operation.
You know, there's Gunsight, Thunder Ranch. What else would you consider to be a iconic school to go to?
I hear Frontsight is very good. I haven't been there. Haven't been to Thunder Ranch.
Thunder Ranch is for sale.
Is it?
Yeah.
I had not heard that.
I don't know. I don't know what the Smiths are going to do, but it's for sale, and I think it may be. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is going on with that. But
that's a beautiful part of Arizona. You know, it's north of a couple hours north of Phoenix, so it's cooler, it's dry, it's very nice, and they run a really professional operation there. So if any of your listeners ever get the chance, I would highly recommend a visit and, you know, maybe enrolling one of their classes because their instructors there are absolutely top notch.
Now, because I want to give the topic I wanted to ask you about first, I'm not going to ask you about right now because I've taken up some of that time finding out where you went.
Okay.
So let's talk about the feds decided the feds won't charge the undercover Fed, armed Fed, discovered at the Fed rally. This was the supposed January the 6th rally that was supposed to be a, this is where we were, all of us Trump supporters were supposed to meet up there with our insurrectionist ways, once again bringing no guns and milling about and being very polite and everything and being insurrection-y and all that other stuff. And instead, some of the pictures I see looks like a really bad, you know, I didn't know guys wore shorts like that. I haven't seen shorts like that since my dad wore them.
Yeah. The whole thing appears to have been one huge clown show where actual protest attendees were vastly outnumbered by cops and the media.
By the plants.
Yeah, exactly. And very thinly disguised feds who were there to look like your average or what a Fed's idea of an average January 6th protester might look like. It looks like a Vineyard Vine store. It exploded all over these guys.
They were all wearing the same sunglasses.
Yeah, they're all wearing the same sunglasses. They're all wearing the same watches. They all have pretty much the same haircut. They're all wearing shorts. And they all had big bulges in their pockets.
Bermuda shorts.
Handguns. Yeah, exactly.
That's probably why they had to wear Bermuda shorts, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it was such a clown show. And anyway, we embedded the video where somebody noticed the gun on some guy, and a bunch of Capitol Police officers who were dressed like Starship Troopers members.
Yeah, they sure do.
Him and said, "Sir, do you have a gun?" He said, "Yeah." He raised his hands. He goes, "Oh, my badge is in my front pocket." And you can see them pull it out and look at it, and then they all escorted him out. Well, he was just another undercover Fed, because that's pretty much all that went to this thing. And the AP actually wrote a story letting everybody know that the Fed did not decide to charge this undercover Fed who's on Fed business, on Fed land.
I'm looking at this picture. One of these guys is wearing Crocs, which, nothing wrong with Crocs. I wouldn't wear them into what might be a combat operation or anything, but one of the undercover Bermuda guys, he's wearing Crocs. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
Nothing wrong with Crocs. I own a pair of Crocs. I have no problem with Crocs.
No, I have no problem with Crocs either. And if that's what these guys consider
combat wear,
for mobility and maneuverability, good luck.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
The internet had lots of fun making fun of these guys. And
do these Starship Trooper outfits, do they have any ballistic properties to them, to where they will repel bullets coming at them?
The way these guys are dressed in full riot gear, I'm guessing they've got some level 3 or level 4 armor underneath those outer plastic plates.
They've got nice polyglass shields. And
yeah, I hadn't seen those glass shields before, so you could hold them up and see through them. That's nice. The feds get all the coolest stuff. But yeah, it was just one big joke, and I think that I don't think the feds came off looking too good after the
whenever I see this, this always lays all of those conspiracy theories that I hear all the time, where just when I begin to say, "Oh, maybe there might be something to this," when
I see
how inept they are at being undercover.
Yeah, this is all just a big trap set by the Fed that they organized this whole thing. People were saying, and don't go, and pretty much nobody did go, and the only people who were there were the media and Feds, and just a few odds and ends who showed up, probably more than anything else, just to see what was going to happen, and nothing did.
So, with this Border Patrol agent, was he legally carrying a gun there? Was he in some capacity where he could legally carry a gun to this?
They, of course, didn't say, but I'm guessing if you're a federal agent, you're probably okay to carry a gun on federal property.
Okay.
And I'm sure that he was part of the security operation there that day, just undercover, but clearly not nearly undercover enough.
Yeah. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. You can find this. This is on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com, along with about 25 other articles. We're going to cover as many of them as we can cover in this amount of time. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, he is the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And you got a couple of nuggets on here. Now, I may want to write an article for you, and it would probably be considered to be satirical, but it would probably be titled "God Help Me, But I Want to Beat Up Brian Stelter."
But, what have you all hot and bothered about Mr. Stelter?
Well, he's at CNN, and all of CNN has me hot and bothered. It could be, we could easily have Don Lemon in there. Chris Cuomo, I wouldn't mind throwing him in there because he thinks he's something. Chris Cuomo thinks he's a bad boy. And I got bad news for you. It's, you know, not everybody's going to back down from you if you roll up on them.
It wouldn't be fair to beat up on Don Lemon because, you know, that would be bullying the intellectually deficient.
Well, who cares?
That wouldn't be a fair fight.
Who cares? Sometimes you do things just for the satisfaction. Anyway, here's this article. It's by the guy, Larry Keene from NSSF. CNN finally figures out that it isn't the guns. Or the media make it clear the problem isn't the guns, it's you. So yeah. What do we see here? What do we see here?
Well, CNN's posted a couple of articles in recent days, one of which we noted was as part of our Quote of the Day this morning, that drew a comparison between China and the U.S. and noted that both China and the U.S. were born out of armed conflict, but they've taken diametrically opposed stances on gun control. Basically, what they did was they drew a moral equivalence between China and the U.S. and noted that while the U.S. Allows gun rights to almost everyone, China doesn't at all. It has far less gun violence. Now, what they don't talk about is the fact that China, after China's armed conflict, you know, that was a communist takeover. They killed 40, 50, 60 million people and then disarmed all of them.
Right.
And, you know, if you're caught with a firearm now, even a toy firearm in China, you go away for a long time. We tend to take a different approach here and allow people the freedom to protect themselves and their families. And as the founder so wisely reasoned, an armed society is a bulwark against tyranny. The last thing that Mao, back in the 40s or the current leaders over there want is the ability of the people to rise up against them or to defy them in any way. We take a different stance over here. So basically it's the difference between dangerous or risky freedom and ostensibly safer servitude in China. And I'll take what we have every time.
So wherein is their problem? Are they saying, is the media out there trying to put this thought out that we should be allowing ourselves to be set up like China?
I think there's a fair number of people in the media who envy the control that the Chinese system exerts over its populace, and as part of that, the lack of access to firearms that the average Chinese citizen has, I think there's a fair number of them like that. But as Mr. Keene points out in this, it goes back to the old saying, it's not about gun control isn't about guns, it's about control. And increasingly gun control has become a part of the culture war in this country, and the elites and the ruling class don't like Ozeki gun and is such a day class A type of person as to hunt, as to own guns, as to carry guns, as to presume to defend themselves when attacked, defend their own homes. That should all be left to the police. All the intellectual and moral betters tell us, yeah, exactly. Just leave all that to the police. There's, you know, the average person has no need for a firearm. They're just too dangerous.
I mean,
they'll only be taken away from us and used against us.
Why doesn't, you know what you need to do? The truth about guns needs to create the leftist checklist, right? And this needs to be a checklist that the rest of us carry. And but we need to also be able to, you know, pass it out to them, because while they're out there telling us to leave it to the police, aren't they out there trying to defund the police?
Yeah.
In Minnesota, they just filed a big court case so they can defund the police and replace the police.
Yeah, it's there seems to be something of a contradiction there. We're going to defund the police. We're going to fail to prosecute a whole classes of criminals. But at the same time, they want to ban ghost guns. They want to, Beto says hell yes, we're coming for your guns. A lot of them of our moral betters would like to ban so-called assault weapons and let the average person call the police and wait 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, an hour until the police arrive. The ever more burdened police who have more work than they can handle.
Yeah. And, I want to ask you about this. I'll ask you about this in the opening of the next one. We don't have time to do this. I need to point out where you work, sir. So, Dan is the editor-in-chief at a place called thetruthaboutguns.com. It is a website that is unlike any other aggregator of gun culture news out there. And you need to go there to stay in the loop all the time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a partial government shutdown looms at the end of the month, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says because Democrats are in power, they must raise the debt ceiling alone without any help from Republicans in Congress.
This is a totally Democratic government. They have an obligation to raise the debt ceiling, and they will do it.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says monetary policy will support the economy until the recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic is complete. The head of the central bank saying the real GDP rose by over 6% in the first part of this year and is expected to continue to rise. Powell saying household spending grew in that same time period, but slowed in July and August, especially in areas hit hard by the pandemic like travel and restaurants. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The clock is ticking on avoiding a partial government shutdown next week. The House passed a bill yesterday to extend funding through December 3rd and suspend the debt limit for a year after that. But Senate Republicans are expected to block the measure later this week because they don't want to vote on raising the debt limit. Republican Senator from Utah, Mitt Romney.
A single Republican vote on spending measures, but they think we should have to raise the debt limit for them. That's not something we're going to do. If they're going to spend all the money on their own, then they're going to pay for it on their own. And it's ridiculous for them to think that somehow Republicans are responsible to pay through debt for the spending they intend to do on their own.
Scott Peterson's effort to get a new trial resumes in a hearing today in a California courtroom. Peterson was originally sentenced to death in the 2004 murder of his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn child. That sentence was eventually overturned, but he's still serving life behind bars. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And I want to ask you a question about something. I've been watching this for the last week or something, and I don't really follow that much news that has nothing to do with rights or gun rights or anything else. But who was Gabby Petito, and why is the media so transfixed with what's happened to her? And I'll tell you why I'm asking that question.
Okay.
Well, I mean, my father introduced Susan Smith to her husband before they got married. He hired Susan Smith. My father used to be a middle manager for Winn-Dixie. He hired them to she was the hostess of a grand opening of a Winn-Dixie store. So when that whole Susan Smith thing happened in the 90s and the entire country just stopped operating for the whole time while the Susan Smith drama dragged on, I was sort of fascinated by it because I knew David Smith and I had met her just as walking by to get her to sign a piece of paperwork because I think she was a bookkeeper too. But beyond that, I was just shocked at how much time they were giving this. And I looked at that, and then I looked at Newtown, how much time they gave that. Now, I know why they gave Newtown all the time. They gave Newtown the time to make us think that those kind of rampage killings happen all the time, and it worked. 56% of America thought that those kind of rampage killings happened all the time on a regular basis, and that part of it worked. And they thought they had their wind at their backs to push some gun control in 2013. It just didn't work out that way. But why do you think we look at these stories like, I'm sure this young lady was a fine human being and is horrible what may have happened to her or something, but I mean, what about those 13 Marines? What about what's happening in Afghanistan? What about how many serial killers are running around in the United States today doing unspeakable things? I mean, why aren't we, and you, even Fox News has fallen into this.
It's not always clear what and why certain stories grab the headlines. To be fair, I hadn't even heard of this Petito woman until I got back from Arizona on the weekend.
Right.
And I was sort of out of things last week while I was at gunsight. And I still don't know anything about the story, just that there was some woman who was lost and they apparently found what they think is her remains. And the boyfriend is apparently a suspect. I literally know nothing about this. But I've just seen a couple of photos of her and the two of them together. I assume that the story is because, you know, she's a young, attractive female and disappeared out of the blue. And those types of stories tend to catch people's attention, especially in a social media age when everybody has a voice, everybody can comment, everybody can posit a theory as to what happened to her and what she may have been doing, you know, that hasn't been publicized, and it's, you know, it's all a bunch of garbage, mostly. You know, virtually no one who is writing or tweeting or Instagramming about her has ever met her, knows anything about her. All they know is this is some woman who's missing. I don't know where she's from. Apparently they found her, I think, in Wyoming somewhere. I don't know if she's from Wyoming. I don't know anything about it. But you're right. Why does that all of a sudden get as much attention and ink as... Or more so than, let's say, this past weekend, yet again, 45 people were shot in Chicago, 8 people died. It happens every weekend, especially in the summer. You know, it goes up. They're on a record pace. More deaths. But does that make a headline outside of the city of Chicago? No.
What about this? What about this? The Fed rally that, I mean, that got you guys covered it. And a few conservative outlets covered it, but most people didn't cover it because it was such an embarrassment. And this is the thing. Do you think, is this just, do they latch onto this as a distraction to keep us, I mean, right now they've got this supposed infrastructure bill going in where they're going to be using the banks and the IRS like a Gestapo unit.
I've heard there are aspects of that in there. I don't know the details. Supposedly, there's some mechanism for people to watch transactions in private bank accounts over X number of dollars, which sounds like it's ripe for a lawsuit. Talk about getting people to want to keep their money in their mattress rather than an insured bank. That's a good way to do it. There are also a lot of hurdles. I mean, the Democrats are apparently having all kinds of trouble ramming that through now. You know, the Senate parliamentarians said, you know, the Democrats tried to put an amnesty bill into that. He said they can't do it. And Manchin came out and said, look, I don't think we should even be voting on this till 2022. This is a disaster. Again, Joe Manchin runs the Senate these days, and nothing happens without his okay because the margin of control there is that tight. So, yeah, it's all been very popcorn worthy watching them try to do
all
this.
You know, the other thing that I wonder about is that with everything that has happened here lately, everything's been revealed, and I wonder where that tipping point's going to be as we see everything that has been revealed. And I mean, you had Gayle King the other day criticizing Jen Psaki Ginger Goebbels herself. She was criticizing the White House the way they responded to something. That's friendly fire when it's coming that way. And I mean, it's going south for them really, really quick. And I just wonder if this is an attempt to sort of, distract that. And you're in the news. I mean, I'm not in the news. I'm in commentary. You're in the news, and I wanted to know what you thought about that. So I just found that interesting. I'm sorry as I can be about Gabrielle Petito. But what about these Marines and, the United States is a hard place to live in, especially if you live in a blue city nowadays. Very dangerous, very dangerous. So, anyway.
It is. To be fair, the Marines did get a huge amount of coverage, as they should have, especially given the circumstances and the disaster that was ongoing over there.
Well, they still got Milley as the head of the Joint Chiefs. He should be taken away right now. Blinken should be taken away. Sullivan should be taken away. A lot of them should be taken away over this stuff. And Milley should be taken away for treason. He should be charged with double treason because he did a bunch of bad things. Anyway, let me tell everybody how to find you, if you would, please, sir, and we'll pick it up on the other side. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. Long have I used them. And now that I've got him coming on, I don't use them anymore. I just bring him on and we talk about what's going on. But thetruthaboutguns.com, go check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. He is the editor-in-chief there. And I saw this, and I you know, at the opening paragraph of the article was interesting in that, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, this is clickbaity. But you have an article called Beware the Most Dangerous Gun Salesman. Now, that's actually, you know, I don't have any problem with that as an article because I go to places all the time. I don't wear a sign that says, hey, I do a radio show about guns. I have a YouTube channel about guns. I shoot guns. I'm sponsored by companies that build guns. I don't wear that. And I get talked to all kinds of ways. But then I listen to them give information to other people. And it's always the same kind of information. Very rarely do I see any deviation. Like for a female coming in, they're always recommending the Smith & Wesson 642.
The J-frame.
Yeah.
Which is a great gun.
It's a great gun. Five shots. Great gun. Five shots. Great gun. Five shots. I mean, nowadays, in the age of Antifa and BLM and all these, I mean, it's not even the P365, which I deride people for carrying that all the time. But it has 12 shots. Great gun, only 12 shots. Great gun, small, tiny, itty-bitty, 12 shots. 12 shots is the selling thing, though, if you buy the right magazines for it. So, you know, I listen to some of this stuff sometimes, and I do have problems with some gun salesmen. Tell me about this one. Tell me about this article. Is this all tongue-in-cheek? Is this real? What were we doing here?
Oh, it's a little of both. But, I mean, if anybody who's spent much time at all in gun stores certainly recognizes these two characters. Patrick Roberts, who wrote this for us, classifies them as the ignoramus and what we call on the radio the a-hole. The ignoramus is fairly obvious, and it's somebody who gives either very basic, very incomplete, or fuddish recommendations to people. And for the folks who are confused about what a FUD is, and some people are, surprising number of people don't really know what a FUD is. We've provided a handy-dandy definition: the gun owner who falsely believes the Second Amendment only applies to the firearms they own or prefer. Oftentimes, they're in favor of so-called common-sense gun control laws targeting what they view as tactical rifles, like the AR-15 or the AK-47. They don't recognize any gun law is an infringement of the Second Amendment as a result of the poor understanding. As a result of their poor understanding of the Constitution's purpose. In other words, their hunting rifle is fine, their shotgun is fine, but those crazy people over there who own ARs carry a 17-round Glock or something like that. That's just insane. So that's the ignoramus and the people who advise people using misleading or incorrect premises, and Patrick even provides a little sample exchange here, and it kind of goes along with what you just said. Salesman, howdy, how can I help you? Female customer, I'm looking for my first handgun. Salesman says, well, your best bet is five shots snubby revolver. Little lady, it's the perfect gun for a woman. In other words, that 6.42 you just mentioned. And then hopefully someone with a little more knowledge about new shooters and women with smaller hands and less hand strength says, ma'am, you might want to rent one of those and shoot it before you buy one because the recoil can be painful, which a lot of women have found out after buying those guns. And
I've seen a lady lay her hand open using that to qualify with.
Yeah,
and you only got to shoot 50 rounds to qualify.
Yeah, exactly. So there's that. And then there's the a-hole whose only consideration is making the sale or upselling or getting their customers to buy more, no matter what the customer's needs actually are. He may know enough. He may know plenty about guns and all that, but all he cares about is maximizing the return. In fact, as they know the lack of knowledge to advise the customer and refuse to learn and take some classes in what earns them their a-hole status. This hyper-focused on sales numbers before all else results in customers receiving incorrect, dangerous advice or even advice that could put them in violation of the law. In other words, let's say somebody comes in and buys an AR pistol. And this guy tries to sell them a foregrip to go with an AR pistol. Well, that's a violation of the National Firearms Act and can could result in a felony charge. But this guy doesn't either. He knows it and doesn't care, or he doesn't know that and he should. Yeah, this is kind of, we love these kind of gun culture articles occasionally because they're, our more experienced readers read it, shake their heads, and
I've seen a guy come to a concealed carry class straight from one of these guys that you're describing.
Yes.
His first gun ever, he bought it for his concealed carry class. I just happened to be asking, hey, what did you guys bring for your concealed carry class? Guy goes, Glock 20. I said,
really?
The 10mm Glock? He said, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay.
You're going to carry that.
And I said, you're going to conceal that and carry that. And he's like, yeah, I am. I got a holster for it and everything. And you remember when Glock marketed a flashlight that went on it that was about the size of a headlight for a pickup truck?
Yep.
Sold him one of them. And he was outfitted. He was ready to go. He had the hottest 10mm ammo, and he got out there and went first round going down range. Well, he was asking the instructor if he might be able to have a loaner gun because he could not complete. He did not want to complete this with that 10mm pistol. Which
there's a reason the FBI went away from that.
Yeah. Gentlemen, I mean, if I'm out in the woods and I'm in bear country, 10 millimeter all the way.
Oh, sure. I want
that 5-foot gout of fire coming out of the end of it. I want that big buck coming off of, that big recoil that I got to control, which I can. I can control the 10 millimeter. And I want it to punch a hole in that bear's skull like it does. But not as a carry gun. Not unless I'm engaging cars on a regular basis.
Yeah, plus it's a full-frame pistol. That's a large gun to carry around all day. And unless it's winter and you're going to be wearing a big coat over it, that's not a gun that's going to be easy to conceal.
You got to have it in the full frame, though. I mean, what do they make? They make the Glock. They make the little smaller 10 millimeter, 29, right. I think it is. No, I owned one. I never fired it.
Yeah.
Never fired it. I'm sure that wouldn't
be fun.
Listen, before I run out of time, thanks very much for making the shift for me. I do appreciate that. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back from Gunsight. Glad you had a good time and all that other stuff. If you guys are wanting to check out what we're talking about, everything we talked about today, except the Petito thing, you can find on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you, sir, as always.
We've got hour number three coming up inbound, and we're just going to continue with the rant as we go, simply because, that's how I make most of my money. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.